Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We'll start off the news with this from Fright Night's Haunted House in Albany, Georgia. The scariest haunted house in South Georgia, Fright Night's is thrilled to announce our 2014 plans. For the first time ever, Fright Night's will offer two haunted houses, Dead Ahead and Circus Sinister 3D. More details to come, but you do not want to miss these haunts. It will be the first time Albany, Georgia has had a Halloween twin bill such as this, and the first 3D haunt in the city. Stay tuned for more info, and you can get it at www.albanyfrightnights.com. We have some convention news from Scare LA. As a convention made for and by the community of Halloween fans and professionals, we want to hear from you on what you'd like to see at Scare LA when the event returns this August. Do you have an idea for workshops, panel discussions, guests, exhibitors, or vendors, or anything else you'd like to see? Be sure to visit scarela.com and make your opinion known. Scare LA will be coming back to Los Angeles this summer. We will continue to bring you more information on Scare LA as it becomes available. We have an update on the Days of the Dead. Days of the Dead has been approached by an independent blog to participate in an ongoing column which would involve fans submitting questions about anything pertaining to conventions, the convention scene, celebrities, and anything else that would relate to the show. Those questions would then be answered directly by one of the Days of the Dead promoters. No topic would be off limits, and just about anything would be fair game. Would there be interest in something like this from the fans out there? As a show, they're always looking for ways to stay connected with their fans and give them a closer look into how they do what they do. Is this something you would like to see them be a part of? If interested, make your opinions known at their Facebook page, facebook.com/daysofthedead. We have this news from Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. Spooky Empire has quickly become one of the most respected horror event promotion companies in the United States, bringing to life two of the most popular horror conventions in the nation, with fans attending from all over the world. The 2014 Mayhem event will be happening May 30th through June 1st at the DoubleTree by Hilton at the entrance to Universal Studios in Orlando. And now, our newly updated, redesigned website is up and running. Be sure to stop by for guest updates, ticket and hotel information, and much more at www.spookyempire.com. We have this from Final Fear, Western New York's scariest haunted house in Blaisdell, New York. Final Fear, in conjunction with District of the Dead, are thrilled to present Eat Your Heart Out, Western New York's first and only indoor Valentine's-themed haunted attraction. Open 5 nights in February, the 7th, 8th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. For details, go to facebook.com/finalfear. We have this news from Crypticon Seattle. Remember how sad you were that Tom Savini wasn't able to join us last year as planned? Well, dry those eyes, because Crypticon Seattle is overjoyed to welcome him for 2014. Dawn of the Dead, Friday the 13th, Creepshow, Day of the Dead, From Dusk Till Dawn, Planet Terror, and so many more, the man is a horror legend. Come meet him May 23rd through the 25th. Tickets are on sale right now. Get your VIP passes now, because they'll sell out quickly. You can pick up those tickets, see the guest list, and much more at www.crypticonseattle.com. We have some info on a new haunted studio in Las Vegas. Helltown, a horror-themed film studio and backlot, opened in December at 6425 West Richmar Avenue with a private event of film producers and event planners. It'll be open to the public year-round, but not like the Goratorium, said General Manager Gary Sachs. It'll be strictly open for hire for film producers, parties, and stuff like that. The lot consists of a haunted mansion and casino, cemetery, theater, and a coffin ride that simulates being buried alive. Guests can rent the studio and backlot for low-budget films, commercials, music videos, weddings, parties, photo shoots, funerals, and even seances. For more information, visit HelltownLasVegas.com or call 702-203-3018. We have this haunt news from the House of Torment in Austin, Texas. House of Torment presents Valentine X, a new thrilling experience premiering Valentine's weekend in 2014. Valentine X, a candlelit night of horror, opens at House of Torment this February 14th and 15th, only from 7:30 until 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to facebook.com/House of Torment. We have this from the National Haunters Convention. So, we're planning on having some prop building contests at this year's convention, and currently we're thinking of having an under $50 prop challenge and a great stuff prop challenge and a couple of other contests. But I would like to ask you, the general public, are there any prop challenges that you would like to see? Be sure to send in your ideas to facebook.com/Halloween Show. The National Haunters Convention is taking place May 2nd through the 4th at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center at Oaks, Pennsylvania. For more information, visit nationalhauntersconvention.com. We have this news from Zombie Pinups via Chad Savage. In 2012, the Zombie Valentine online photo contest was resurrected and judged by Face Off's Matt Valentine. In 2013, we had two Face Off judges, Michael Faust and Season 4 winner Anthony Kosar. For 2014, we've upped the ante once more. This year's Zombie Pinup Zombie Valentine's online photo contest will be judged by Face Off alumni Becky Ingram, RJ Hattie, and Roy Woolley. So here's the deal. Send your best zombie pinup photos to savage@sinister.me with the subject header, Be My Zombie Valentine 2014. Be sure to include the following. The name of the model in the photo. Your name if you're not the model. The photographer's name. The makeup artist's name. And any other pertinent credits. As ever, they're looking for that perfect mix of classic pinup style with gruesome zombie makeup. So get to submitting. This contest runs from now through February 10th, and the winner will be posted on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Naturally, photos submitted will potentially be posted in the gallery of zombiepinups.com. To see previous year's entries and the ZPU galleries, visit zombiepinups.com. We have this news from Warehouse 31 Haunted Attraction in Pelham, Alabama. Just announced, Bloody Valentine Special. Warehouse 31 to open for two nights only in February, Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th. Come join us for a Valentine's Day you may never forget. For details, visit facebook.com/warehouse31. We have this news from the Sanctuary OKC Haunted Attraction in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Since the early 1900s, the Tunnel of Love has been synonymous with romantic adventure, thrills, and chills. The tour for couples would embark on a predominantly dark passage which would be filled with wonderful and frightening surprises around every corner, only to be given a short, quiet reprieve which would allow the couples to relax, but only for a moment until the onslaught of scares were introduced once again. These scenes offered a socially acceptable excuse for physical contact at a time when public affection or even holding hands was considered inappropriate. 100 years later, the Sanctuary has continued this tradition with a version of a Tunnel of Love Lights Out tour. You will be given an LED torch lamp to navigate through the dark twists and turns of the four-story attraction. Upon exiting, you will be given the opportunity to participate in a one-of-a-kind Valentine's Day photo op. Happening Friday, February 14th and Saturday, February 15th from 8 p.m. to midnight, you can get tickets and more information at facebook.com slash The Sanctuary OKC. We have an update to the Walking Dead spinoff. A while back, we told you that AMC and Robert Kirkman were working on a spinoff series to the highly popular Walking Dead TV series. Finally, an update has come which details how far along the side project has come along. That show is not as far along. Robert has some things on his plate, programming head Joel Stillerman said. He continues to write every issue of the comic and hasn't finished season 4 of The Walking Dead, which he is very intimately involved with and will continue to be. That's really in the incubation stages. The one thing that I'll share is just an anecdote that Robert shared with us. He has such a specific vision that he laid out really clearly in the first issue of the comic book, and I encourage anyone who's interested in the show to go read the note that he wrote in the very first issue of the comic. His motivation for telling that story was so clear and so powerful, and it served as such a great North Star for the show. We kicked around a few ideas, but primarily what he's working on is what the idea that gives him as clear a mandate to make another version of this show as he had for the first one. What is going on now is a more philosophical discussion over why there should be another version of the show. Once we answer that, we'll zero in on the specific creative. When questioned if it was 100% greenlit, Stillerman stated, "It's in development." Network chief Charlie Collier added, "What we want to do is not diminish the mothership. What we want to do is find something that everyone involved feels as passionate about as being a unique vehicle and unique enterprise as compared to the original series. We'll take our time, and we'll do it right." The Walking Dead returns to AMC on Sunday, February 9th. We'll continue to bring you updates as we get them. We have this news on a new audio drama about Edgar Allan Poe. Macabre Mansion announces a new audio drama, Poe Poe Pitiful Me, hosted by Dr. Shocker. This new project combines the works of Edgar Allan Poe with the talented team at Macabre Mansion. The story follows struggling writer Edgar Allan Poe as he pitches three of his original stories to a publisher. The three Poe stories, The Oblong Box, The Cask of Amontillado, and Premature Burial, stay true to Poe's original writings with only minor changes in dialogue. Look for both a CD and a DVD to be released sometime around October. For more information, visit macabremansion.com. We have this news from MonsterCon. Attention filmmakers, we need your submissions. The 2014 MonsterCon Film Fest will happen all weekend long during Comics and Toys MonsterCon 2014 and will feature all types of films, from nerdy, geeky comedies and art films to horror, paranormal, and even documentaries, feature length, short films, anything goes. You have just a couple of months to submit your DVD. Submission deadline is June 1st, 2014, so get those movies ready and get them sent in. Email Program Director Dave Harlequin at dave@graveyardgirls.net for more info. We have this unusual news about the Giger Bar possibly coming to the U.S. When Andy Davis, founder of Sci-Fi Hotel, decided to move forward with plans to build a cat tree for geeks, his words, it seemed a no-brainer that he would have to include an out-of-this-world bar to toast his accomplishment. To this end, Davies set up a meeting with Swiss artist H.R. Giger to talk about bringing a version of Switzerland's famous Giger Bar to the United States. The H.R. Giger Bar is a work of art in itself, boasting a comprehensive alien biomechanical environment from floor to ceiling to furniture, all designed by the artist. In addition to the Giger Bar, Davies is in the process of designing his ultimate sci-fi hotel, which he describes as an architectural and stylistic celebration of science fiction, a creative and technological showcase that features classic, retro, and futuristic science fiction interior design, art, books, and movies in guest rooms and public spaces for a completely immersive experience. Currently seeking real estate and investment partners in the U.S., Davies hopes to announce the first locations for the Giger Bar and for the Sci-Fi Hotel sometime early 2014. Tonight's interview is with the owner of Distortions Unlimited and star of Making Monsters on the Travel Channel, Ed Edmonds, and was recorded at HauntCon 2014 in Houston, Texas on January 25th. Here we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here live on the Big Scary News. I am in Houston, Texas at HauntCon, sitting down, talking with a lot of people. You know, with the Big Scary News, we like to do a great interview with a local celebrity a lot of times, or with a prop maker. Transworld's just around the corner, so we thought we'd talk to one of the big boys in the industry, the owner of Distortions Unlimited, also Making Monsters from the Travel Channel, Mr. Ed Edmonds. How are you, sir?
I am great.
HauntCon so far treating you well. Shockingly enough, January, it's very cold. We had all the ice yesterday, but it's turned out to be a real nice day today, and the crowd seemed to be doing well.
Yeah, Houston's not used to this kind of weather. I don't know, maybe came in with a tailwind on our plane, but the show is going very well. I've been very pleasantly surprised. We weren't sure how it would go with, you know, the kind of doing this old where the industries are combined, the haunters and the retail, but it's been good. It's been very lively.
I've seen a lot of buyers from the retail show coming over here. I've gone over there and seen a lot of people with just HauntCon badges. So at the moment, it appears to be working out. What happens in the future, of course, we'll see. But I want to ask you a little bit, kind of, you know, you've brought these really cool things. You're kind of the centerpiece of HauntCon. You're right smack in the middle as people walk in. You've got this giant DJ on top of a giant head thing like this. It's a great centerpiece. I've never seen this before. Is that a new product you've got that's coming out, or what?
Yeah, it is a new product. We actually developed it for Adobe, the software guys, and who I personally love their software. I use it myself. But anyway, it is strategically placed. Leonard wanted to make sure that people looking in the door would want to come in, and so he put us right inside the door and wanted us to bring a couple of really big things, and we did, and we've been selling them, and I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's been very good.
So kind of, let's go back a little bit. How did you really get started in this business? You've been in this business a long time. You're legendary. Everybody knows Distortions, but do they know really how you kind of got started in this industry?
Well, you know, I really started loving monsters when I was a kid. And I started sculpting when I was 14. But I was a real dumb teenager because I got offered a scholarship to make monsters. This was kind of unusual. And my dentist had helped me make a cast of my face for appliances. And so he called me up one night, and I'd sculpted a bunch of Planet of the Apes and things. He calls me up one night and says, bring some of your stuff over. I want you to meet somebody. So I bring my stuff over. Well, his brother just happens to be head of the art department at the local college. And so he looks at my stuff and talks to me a little bit and offers me a scholarship to make monsters for, you know, art credit.
Nice.
And which was an incredible opportunity. How wonderful, but how stupid I was. I figured, well, I can't make a living doing this.
What kind of a time frame are we looking at? What year?
This was 1974, I believe. And so I turned him down.
Oh.
Yeah, I shoot me in the head. Well, it must have been destiny or something, because I came up to Greeley to go to college to become an art teacher. Now, that's something responsible and reasonable. And so I'm taking classes, art classes and so forth. And I was painting masks for extra money for a local novelty store. And I lost a costume contest, which we had a stereo for a first prize. And I thought, well, I lost to one of the masks I painted, which was especially irritating. So I said, well, I'm going to make a mask. And, you know, do this alien costume and get something, hopefully a win. And I made the mask, and this retailer is the Party Palace in Greeley. He goes, can you make more of those? And I'm like, hey, yeah, I guess I could make a bunch. And so he started selling them, and they sold really well. And then Morris Costumes came along about a year later and just kaboom, and it turned into a business. And so it wasn't, I wish I had a clever story about a good business plan and strategic ideas and so forth. And no, it just, the business found me.
And who knows where you would have gone had you actually taken that scholarship.
Well, that's right. You know, I have no regrets. I do see the stupidity of it now. But
stay
you're
in
right.
School, kids.
That's right. I could have, you know, I could have gotten burned out on it or something, you know, and gone a different way. You never know. So I have no regrets whatsoever.
So you've been making products, masks, and all these really animatronic things, giant gargoyles and heads and babies and stuff for decades now.
Right.
And all of a sudden the Travel Channel comes knocking at your door, it sounds like. I mean, was it just like that? Somebody said they know somebody and we're looking to do a show based on making monsters and I just happen to know this guy? Or was it something that you pitched to somebody? How did the genesis of that kind of come about?
Well, you know, it was another kind of a funny thing. I had a really good friend in Denver, Tim Scott, and he came up and brought a friend with him from Comcast. They both were editors and things. And this guy that came up with Tim to see the distortions just for fun, his name was Nathan Charlin. Well, Nathan saw the company, and he thought to himself and told no one, this would make a really great reality show. Now, this was way back in 2006. And so, but he felt like Comcast wouldn't do it justice or whatever. So he ended up going to work for Warm Springs about 4 or 5 years ago. And this was the first thing he pitched. He said, well, you know, there's this mask company in Greeley, Colorado, and I think it would make a really good show. They did a sizzle reel, filmed it over 3 days, and it really, they took it to Hollywood. Now, these guys had never, this was the first thing they had done. Now, they'd done some editing for some different shows like Duck Commander. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, these are the same guys that came up with Duck Commander, which eventually became Duck Dynasty. But anyway, they...
We also had that beard tie-in, too.
Yeah, it must have been the beard. Must have been the beard.
Must have.
But they took the sizzle reel out to Hollywood, and everybody loved it. And it was, I think it was fairly expensive, but Travel pulled the trigger, and it just took off.
The rest
great.
Is history.
Yeah.
What season are we looking at now?
Well, now I consider this fourth, but first season, they consider that just
season
four
zero
episode. We made four shows, but they considered that a pilot. But it was like a four-show pilot. So I think there was some clever contractual things. But Travel's been wonderful. And the great thing about Travel is they let the show be real. Now, some of these shows, these reality shows, have very little to do with reality. I don't know if your audience knows that, but they fake
spoilers!
And Travel, I guess we're dumb enough without faking anything, and there's enough interest without all the cussing and stuff, and
you don't get a script saying, okay, Ed, today some wacky adventure is going to happen, and let's play off that.
No, in fact, when Nathan was pitching the idea to us, Marsha was a little slow to go for it. I thought it was great right from the very start, but he, as he was pitching it, he was like, I'm saying, look, Nathan, we're not actors. And we don't want to cuss, we don't want to fight, and, you know, and we're just who we are. And I did have the idea of bringing Jordu in, because I knew whatever I lacked, or our crew, that Jordu would add that zaniness. And we did work with them a lot, and so we've worked with them a lot more since the show. And, boy, they put that sizzle reel together, and it was awesome, and it just, it took off. So it's just one of those lucky, weird, it had nothing to do with me having a great idea or something. I guess I'm not very good at that, so it just happened.
Excellent. What kind of products are we looking at? Anything new coming down the pike for Trans World or anything beyond like that that we can expect that we've never seen before until now?
Well, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you, wouldn't I?
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's not the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
can always give away just hints and teasers if you wish.
Well, we're going to bring some very big things to Transworld.
Like Scare Factory big, like that kind of stuff?
Scare Factory big. Now, we're not going to go as big as the inflatable zombie.
That nothing's big.
However, I think we win for size because we came up with... Now, we've never taken this to Transworld, but... We came up with the 155-foot-long, 2.5-story-tall, 40-foot-wide inflatable beast that you walk through and go through his internal organs.
Oh, wow.
Now, we showed this at IAPA, which is an amusement park show.
Sure.
The industry doesn't know us for that, but that probably is the biggest monster, at least that I know of, and it won awards in that world. But this, our world doesn't know too much about those. We, that some of the haunters have gotten them and things, but
there's a whole haunt section at IAPA.
Well, there is now, but back when we did it, we had to rent, I think it was 44 booths.
Wow.
And that ain't cheap, especially at IAPA. And I think we spent $85,000.
But you only have to sell one, right?
Well, yes, sort of. If it was pure profit, we just sold one and made a profit. Because they're a little over 100,000. But,
wow.
Yeah, that was... I just wish we were doing the TV show then, because that was amazing, that whole process.
Maybe you should bring that back for, like, 2015,
you know,
or something. Just... The Beast 2.0 or something.
Yes, we've talked about that.
Oh,
and,
really?
And so if we do get a buyer and it's the right time and so forth, we'll do that. But it just hasn't worked out in the several years we've been filming.
So anyway, we'll just have to wait and see at Transworld then, I guess. So for people to find out more information about this, maybe a little bit more about Making Monsters, check out a line of your products, things that you may have coming down the pike, and of course, where they can buy masks and props and all the great stuff. How can they get a hold of you and find out all that information?
All right, they can either go to distortionsunlimited.com or they can go to Distortions Online. And there's also our Facebook has become kind of a way of, like, we post things regularly, you know, weekly or at least. So they can get on the Distortions Unlimited official Facebook. And so there's a few ways to check and see what we're up to, but we usually don't know what we're up till it's too late anyway, so.
Or until the TV show tells you something's coming, right?
Yeah, they completely control our lives. Our lives are completely scripted, even off camera.
I knew it. Well, Ed, it's been a distinct pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show and Big Scary News to talk about everything coming up with Distortions Unlimited, Making Monsters, Transworld, HauntCon, Midwest, any other conventions and everything coming down the pike. Thank you once again for taking the time to speak to us here in Houston at HauntCon. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary News, and I am out. We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off with a big, scary news.